First of all, we'd like to know the rights of refugees in terms of job finding, the rights and according to the status of the people.
So there are three kind of basic status of people, a permission to reside or remain. After 3 months of being in Germany, you are allowed to start working. But if you have this kind of status, permission to remain, which means your application for asylum has not been decided yet, so you're waiting for a decision, you have to apply for work permission all the time. There's no exception. That means when you meet an employer and they offer you a job, he has to fill out one form. It's one paper. You can also find it on our homepage. So the employer has to fill out one form, one paper, and stamp it and sign it. And then you have to go to the Office of Migration and Integration in the city, and just with your document, with the documentation, your ID and the paper, and then you apply for the work permit. Usually they don't refuse the work permit after 3 months of stay in Germany, and if everything is correct. And you don't have a Beschäftigungsverbot. You could also have this kind of document, and it can also say this person is not allowed to work at all. For some countries this is the case, but then it's written here inside the document, okay?
And I would like to know, why can it be that people are not allowed to work? Which reason can be given?
What I know of, for example, is that anybody who entered after August 2015 and is from the so-called secure countries. There's an official list of secure countries declared by the German government to be secure countries. For example, the Balkan countries, but also Senegal, Ghana, they are not allowed to work.
Where can people find this information? Because many people are complaining that they don't know to whom they can ask for knowing the rules or their rights as a refugee who is looking for a job.
You can find a lot of information in the internet. There is a few official sites, for example, the Federal Office for Migration and Refugees, BAMF. They also have a site in many languages, and you can just like search for permission to work, for example, you will find all the information. But usually it's easier if you directly talk to people, and this is very different depending on the city you're in. For example, here in Freiburg, we have this so-called specialist center, which we built last year. And we have all the offices who advise refugees, which advise refugees for concerning work under one roof. So we are in the same building, and there's official offices, but also NGO offices. So you can just go there and ask for help, but you have to be registered as a Freiburg refugee. In general, you can always contact the Federal Office for Labor, which is the Agentur für Arbeit. It's everywhere in Germany. As long as you have a permission to remain, these people are responsible for you, and you can go there voluntarily, register with your name. Maybe you have your CV, or maybe you can tell them, I was working 5 years at home in this and this area. So they just put in your data, and they try to find a suitable job for you.
Hello.
Or they try to convince you to learn the language, for example.
And are there any specific jobs for refugees in the town that the town has established, for example?
You mean jobs specifically only for refugees?
Yeah.
No, I mean, anybody can do the work. There's no specific work for refugees. We have some... We have some jobs, but it's not really a full paid job. It's a program from the German government that we implement here in Freiburg. It's only for refugees with a permission to remain. It's up to 6 months. You work maximum 20 hours per week with very easy kind of work, like for example in the garden or on the streets cleaning, or construction, you know, like you don't have to be a specialist to do this work. You can just, like anybody who's a little bit fit can do it. It's only 80 cents per hour. So it's just an addition to your to the money that you get from the state per month.
And another question is about the people who come here in the AI, it's called AI. And now it's like they stay there for 6 months and they are there for observation until then. Now Freiburg is trying to send them away out in other town. So afterward, at the end of the day, they don't have any opportunity to work here because during the 6 months, they will not be allowed to work because they are waiting for, and then they are transferred to another place.
Yeah.
So then at the end of the day, what will be your work as in this armed for integration,
mm-hmm.
jobs integration, when the people don't even have the place to work here?
Yeah, that is the point. We are only responsible for refugees that are registered in Freiburg,
mm-hmm.
which at the moment are around 3,200, including children. Not all of them are grown-ups. Those are the refugees that were allocated by the state of Baden-Württemberg to the city of Freiburg during the last years. Right now, we get really almost no additional refugees because there is this camp, the Beer, and the rule is that a city that hosts a Beer doesn't have to take in a lot of new refugees, in brackets. So yeah, this is we are responsible for the ones registered here.
I just want to cause some clarification. You said that
mm-hmm.
the permission, you take it every time you are looking for a new job.
You only have to apply when you have a concrete offer. Like if an employer knows you and he tells you, okay, next week you can start working. Then this employer, your future boss, has to sign the paper, fill it out, but you are the one who applies for it at the office. That's it. So, and then the permission, the work permit, is valid for the entire time you work at this specific place. Once you change your job to another, because you find another employer or there's better work, you have to apply again. Because it will be granted, of course, but they have to write down in this in your document where you work. They will like make a stamp and then they write there, Mr. XY is allowed to work at employer blah blah for 6 months blah blah. And then every time they do it again.